Masechet Midot Perek Bet Mishnah Dalid. We'll continue to talking about details of the Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Kol HaKotalim Shehayu Sham Hayu Gevohim Chutz Mikotel HaMizrahi. All the walls that were in the Beit HaMikdash were very high. Some say it was 20 Amot, others say that it was 40 Amot high, very high, besides for the eastern wall of the Temple Mount. Shakohena soref et hapara omed berosh hara mishha. The wall was made lower so that the Kohen who was burning the para aduma would stand on the Mount of Olives, which was to the east of the Beit HaMikdash. Umitkaven veroe bepitho shel hechal bishat hazayat hadam. And he would be able to look over the wall to the entrance of the hechal at the time that the sprinkling of the blood was happening. In other words, the para aduma had to be slaughtered on the Mount of Olives, and the blood sprinkled towards the Beit HaMikdash. We learn from the Pesukim that the Kohen had to see the entrance of the Hechal as he sprinkled the blood. So in order to make this possible, the eastern wall of the Temple Mount was lower, so the Kohen could look over the wall and then through the gates of the woman's courtyard, and also the inner courtyard to the Hechal's entrance. If the Kohen tried to look through the gate, he wouldn't have been able to see the entrance. So therefore, this was lowered, and he now had a view directly into what he needed to see.